Five lawsuits were filed against the Milwaukee Archdiocese this month. They claim the Catholic Church should have protected people from a priest who allegedly abused many young parishioners. The lawsuits were the first filed in Wisconsin since state Supreme Court rulings in the mid-1990s shielded the Catholic Church from civil liability. The victims' group SNAP says it now appears new Archbishop Timothy Dolan is backing away from supporting new laws that would make it easier to sue the church. SNAP spokesperson Peter Isley also says Dolan has not set up mediation sessions the group requested and appears to be telling church attorneys to try to dismiss the lawsuits.
This is a signal that it's going to be business as usual in the archdiocese. The same group of individuals that ran the damage control and the interference that attacked victims in court in the 1990s for Archbishop Weakland are all still there.
Weakland is former Milwaukee Archbishop Rembert Weakland, who sped up his retirement this year after abuse allegations surfaced against him. Milwaukee Archdiocese spokesperson Jerry Tupchewski says it appears the church will move to dismiss the lawsuits.
Now, doing that doesn't mean that there's not a consistent pursuit of mediation that goes hand in hand with that, because that's what the plaintiffs in these five cases have asked for. And that's what the Archbishop has authorized.
Tupchewski contends Archbishop Dolan does back mandatory reporting of sexual abuse by clergy and an easing of the statute of limitations on abuse cases. Even so, the victims group will try to encourage Dolan to meet with them after he says a Mass this Sunday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.